This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM. I'm Michael Crowell. The second special session of the Alabama legislature could soon be in the books with a combination of cuts to education and a cigarette tax. That combination avoids some funding cuts to state agencies, but not all agencies will be spared. Here to discuss all this and other news is Kyle Whitmire. He's the state political columnist for the Birmingham News and AL.com. Hi, Kyle.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, the general fund budget was up for a vote today. What is happening as we know it right now?
It's before the Senate right now. They had to take a break because they figured out that the spreadsheet that they had in front of them had significant mathematical errors in it, and so they have to go back and correct those and then see what they're really looking at. The House had passed the general fund budget. It went to the Senate. They put in a substitute budget, which means that if they pass this tonight, the House will have to vote to concur or it will go to conference committee. But it looks like this thing is going to wrap up either tonight or sometime tomorrow.
The House and Senate approved a measure that would move $80 million in use tax from the state's education budget to the general fund. What is the use tax?
I always like to joke that the use tax is that thing that when you're doing your state taxes on April 14th, it says, do you have any use tax to report? And you say, I don't know. I don't recall buying anything out of the state. But essentially what it is a sales tax on things that you buy across state lines or the things that sales tax does not apply to. If you buy something online from a retailer that does not have a store in Alabama, in all likelihood, you owe use tax on that. You're supposed to report this voluntarily. A lot of people don't, but businesses do, and some people do, and it is a significant source of revenue for used to be the Education Trust Fund budget. Now it is going to be a significant source of revenue also for the general fund.
Certain state agencies, Medicaid, corrections, mental health, human resources, and the court system are all expected to be level funded, but there are cuts to other state agencies that could amount to 5.2% or more. So it seems that there are winners and losers here. What state agencies are facing cuts?
Well, if you look at Medicaid and you see level funding at the rate that Medicaid has been growing, that's not necessarily them getting everything that they want or even everything that they need. But we're looking at state parks. We're looking at, what's now called ALEA, which was the Department of Public Safety and other law enforcement agencies that were all folded into one for the purpose of saving money, which never really seemed to happen. Looks like they will have a cut or maybe level, funding close to what they wanted. But they were threatening that if they were not level funded, they would have to close 33 driver's license offices in the state. We'll see if they follow through on that threat. Because, look, I mean, every time they hold these budget hearings, there's a lot of crying wolf that happens. No one sort of comes forward and says, no, we're good. We're whatever you want to throw our way this year, we'll be fine with. Everybody says, this is gloom and doom if we don't get, exactly what we ask for. But for the last several years, a lot of these agencies have been having tight budgets, and they can only withstand that for so long.
Is there any indication whether Governor Bentley will sign this budget?
Probably. I mean, he would be dumb not to. At this point, he's getting a lot. It at least carries us over to next year. We can't go past October 1st without a budget. That would be the bigger disaster.
Does this at all amount to a serious budget reform for the state?
Absolutely not. It does help somewhat that this use tax is moving into the general fund. The problem till now has been that the general fund has not so many growth taxes in it. All the growth taxes have been in the education trust fund, but we're still looking at things like cigarette taxes going into the general fund, which those tend to remain flat or decline.
Kyle Whitmire is state political columnist for the Birmingham News and AL.com. He joins us most Wednesdays. Kyle, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.